This is 89.1 WEMU, David Fair with you on a Thursday, and each week we get together with the CEO of the Michigan Theater Foundation and talk movies. And today we're going to do that again with Mr. Russ Collins. How are you, sir?
I am all right. So, yeah, we have a big week at the movies. At the Multiplex, we have Suicide Squad opening up. And we're very happy to have the film that opened the Cannes Film Festival, Annette, by Leo Carax. Very interesting and odd filmmaker with a fascinating film. So we're happy about that. We also continue our classics with the Wes Anderson series, the Spike Lee series, our typical classic series. And last week we opened a couple of films that ended up being very popular, The Green Knight, most particularly. So you can go check that out. But you know, I know a lot of folks are going to be anxious for the Suicide Squad. That you can see that at the Celine Imagine Theater or the Cinemark Theater out on Ellsworth Road, and it's gotten pretty good reviews. So we'll.
Yeah, so it did like almost 90% on Rotten Tomatoes, and some others had it rated at 77%. And you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. I know that some are not happy with this particular cut of the movie. That the director's cut may have been somewhat different, but that just means you're going to get to see a different version somewhere down the line.
That's totally true. Well, the critical consensus for this newest Suicide Squad is that it's been enlivened by writer-director James Gunn. And it's a pretty skewered version of the Suicide Squad, which is, you know, a bunch of bad guys who've made a deal to go against the forces of even more evil than the bad guys that they are. So it's Welcome to Hell, a.k.a.
Well, I know nothing of that universe, but I know that it will do gangbusters, whether people love it or not.
Absolutely. So anyway, it certainly is a big film coming out at a very strange time in our COVID elliptical world, and we'll hope that some of the multiplexes are able to do some business because, boy, they and any performance facility of any kind has really had a tough time. But it should be a distraction, and if you wear your masks and you're vaccinated, you'll be perfectly safe going to a theater wherever you go.
Yeah,
at the state of Michigan, we're still doing a little bit of social distancing, so everyone is spaced a seat away from the party next to them, and we've made some adaptations to our HVAC, our heating, ventilating, and air conditioning system to bring in a lot of fresh air, which in this cooler weather has been easier to do for sure. We'll hope that folks, you know, take care of themselves and come on out and celebrate with their friends and neighbors at an event. And what we're opening this week is a film called Annette. Now, this is, so Leo Carax is a very interesting filmmaker. His film opened up the Cannes Film Festival and has a couple of big stars in it. It's a dreamy, delicate dance between farce and Fantasia. It's magnificently ludicrous with a score by the Sparks Brothers, and then we just played a documentary about the Sparks Brothers, which is their claim to fame is they're your favorite band, but they don't have a huge following in and of themselves, but they're very, very innovative, and in that way they're odd, like the director, Leo Carax, who's a French director. His mother's an American, but he's a French native. And his real name is Alec Christophe Dupont. He anagrammed his name to come up with Leo Carax.
All right. Any particular reason or just whimsy?
It's a certain amount of whimsy. He's probably best known for his film Holy Motors, and his films always have a kind of twisted notion of sexuality and relationships. And this is not, this is a similar kind of a dynamic in the way that the film's put together. But it's about an acclaimed opera singer and a stand-up comedian. Adam Driver plays the stand-up comedian, and Marion Cotillard plays the opera singer. And so between the Sparks Brothers and Leo Carax and Marion Cotillard, who's a really wonderful actress, and Adam Driver, who's always creates a compelling performance, it certainly is a film that's worth checking out if you're one of the, you know, the art fair or art film kind of folks, or if you're just looking for something very interesting, unique, and different. It is, you know, it does have controversial content in it, so you don't want to bring the kids to it for sure. I'm really looking forward to checking it out. And it got a standing ovation when it was at Cannes.
Yeah, that doesn't happen a lot.
No, it doesn't happen a lot. And the other film that got a big standing ovation was Stillwater, which we opened up last week. And this is a Matt Damon film, or he stars in it. And he plays a roughneck from Oklahoma whose daughter is in France, and she ends up being accused of a murder, and he goes over to France to aid her. And the daughter is played by Abigail Breslin. And, you know, it's gotten great, great reviews, and we just hope that people come out and check it out, because it's, again, not, I don't know that you want to take the kids to it, but it's not the kind of odd elliptical curious kind of film that Leo Carax's film is, and go check it out. You know, it's the performance by Matt all the performances have been extremely well reviewed, and Matt Damon's performance in particular has really, really popped in terms of the critical analysis. The other film that was very popular last week and expected to continue this week is The Green Knight. And this stars Dev Patel and Alicia Vikander, as well as some other folks. But Dev Patel plays this medieval knight in King Arthur's Round Table era. And he faces this gigantic emerald stranger. And this film also is a kind of elliptical in that it's not exactly chronological in the way that it's presented. It's more kind of psychological. But the film's gotten excellent, excellent reviews, and the buzz on it has been extremely strong. Definitely something you want to go check out. Now, next week, we're opening up Respect, which is the Aretha Franklin biopic that stars Jennifer Hudson. And again, this is a week from today, we're going to open it. So go check that out. That's got a lot of local relevance about a local hero, Aretha Franklin, a metropolitan Detroit hero. It also stars Forest Whitaker, Marlon Wayans, Audra McDonald, and lots of other folks as well. Mary J. Blige, and go check it out. You've got to see it. It's every Detroit area person has to see Respect just to pay tribute to our local hero, Aretha Franklin, an international hero in terms of music, for sure. As you may expect, we are continuing our Truffle Festival with the Truffle Hunters, this great documentary.
It's never going away, is it?
It's never going away. People keep going to it. And then the other film is the Nicolas Cage film, Pig, which is a lot different than you might expect from a Nicolas Cage film. But his performance has been very well reviewed. There's even Oscar buzz for it. It's a little early for that, but we'll see how that goes as well. We've got our summer classic series that are going. Wes Anderson's film this week is Fantastic Mr. Fox. The Spike Lee film is School Days. The classic film is Singing in the Rain, the classic of all classics. Go check that out. And then Ponyo is our Studio Ghibli Japanese anime series that has been very, very popular this summer, so you can go check that out. And every WEMU listener has to go see Summer of Soul. It is a film about a 1968 music festival in Harlem, and it is just a brilliant piece put together by Questlove.
That is certainly something to see. It kind of stood in the shadows of Woodstock, nonetheless. In retrospect, was every bit as good, if not a better festival, and certainly glad to get to witness it all these years later. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair. We thank you for joining us once again for another edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it exclusively on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Top from Hollywood.